Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A new Jewish deli-style specialty shop opens adjacent to the Italian market.
It's more of a grocery, I like to think of. So it's a specialty food store. We're going to have lots of different kinds of, you know, Jewish specialties, mostly kind of think of the traditional New York appetizing shops.
And if you like smoked salmon, listen up.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 824 Christian Street here in the Italian Market with Lauren Biederman, who is the owner of Biederman's Specialty Foods, which opens this weekend. So, Lauren, tell me a little bit about your store.
This is a specialty food store. We're specializing mostly in smoked fish. So we'll have lots of different kinds of smoked salmon. We'll do some herring, white fish salad. We'll have fresh bagels every day from Kaplan's Bakery and some pastries as well. This weekend, we're opening on January 15th, which is this Friday. And we also will have brunch boards for sale starting every week on Wednesday, available for pickup between 10 and 2 every Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, we walked into the store here just to take a look at your inventory. Give us a little education, a little bagel education of the topping.
Sure. So essentially what we have here is a lot of different types of smoked salmon. So what people traditionally think of as lox is actually usually what's called an Eastern smoked Nova salmon. But lox is actually its own thing, which it's the belly of the salmon, really, really heavily smoked. So actual traditional lox is extremely salty. I love it. It's great with something like creme fraiche on a bagel. But what you think of with a bagel and, you know, cream cheese is probably an Eastern smoked Nova style. So here we have lots of different types of cold smoked salmon. And then we have some kippered, which is hot smoked or, you know, baked salmon. So for the cold smoked stuff, we have, you know, Scottish style dry cured. We have a double cure. We have an Irish organic. We have some King Alaskan salmon here. And then we have what's called gravlax as well. So that's going to be cured salmon, usually in some type of alcohol, whether it be, you know, vodka or scotch. We actually have both here. So we have a vodka dill and we have a traditional scotch cured lox as well.
And that's just for the salmon. You also have tuna?
That's just the salmon. So we do have some cold smoked yellowfin tuna, really beautiful stuff. I like it kind of, I would say off a bagel for that one, more like cracker, just kind of eat it by itself with a little creme fraiche or some, you know, some lemon and labneh is a really great topping for that kind of thing.
There's a lot you can do with just a couple of types of fish.
Definitely, yes. So, I mean, when my dad and I were in Finland, we did a lot of toasts is kind of a really traditional Scandinavian thing. So you can put it on a really nice dark rye bread, which we also will have here, some dark ryes, and then do a little spread of some cream cheese and then top it with whatever your favorite kind of salmon is. Do a little, you know, pomegranate seed. You could do some berries or something, or take it more of a savory route. Do it with some dill and I like it with avocado. You can do it with really anything. It's a great topping and just a little addition for some fat content.
All right, let's step outside.
Perfect, thanks.
So what inspired you to start your own store, your own restaurant? I mean, it's a restaurant, right?
Well, it's more of a grocery, I like to think of. So it's a specialty food store. We're going to have lots of different kinds of, you know, Jewish specialties, mostly kind of think of the traditional New York appetizing shop. So in the vein of, you know, Russ and Daughters and Katz's, Murray's and Barney Greengrass. So I've been in the restaurant industry for about about 10 years. I love food. I love working with food. You know, I love wine. That's kind of why I came to Philadelphia. But now I switched out and I decided that I'd take advantage of a market that I saw need to fill in Philadelphia.
It does seem like everything that opens nowadays has to have some sort of a grocery element because you just can't survive in COVID.
You're right. I mean, it's definitely not the right time to, for me, open something where people have to be indoors. So if you can come in, grab a couple items. I'll also have an online menu too where you can purchase things for pickup. So we'll have about a 15-minute window to get everything ready for you, and then you can come in and pick it up, and that will be launching starting next weekend, I believe.
So, you know, the places that you mentioned, Katz's, Murray's, these all have like a long history. What do you foresee for yourself here?
So I wanted to do something a little bit different. I mean, they have the tradition behind them, really. So mine is more of a, you know, starting something new, especially in the Italian market. It's busy here. It's great. They have the tradition. I wanted to be a part of it. I love Bella Vista. And I think that in years to come, we'll just keep slinging out some fish and hand-sliced salmon, you know?
I know this is very Italian area, but I'm not sure they have a lot of Jewish groceries down here.
I don't think there's, I'm going to venture to say I don't think there's anything quite like this in Philadelphia. There are places where you can do hand-sliced salmon, but it's not the primary focus of any business that I've seen inside of the Philadelphia area.
Certainly not in the Italian market.
Well, it's adjacent. So I wanted to be next to it. I really liked the two-way street that we get on Christian Street, and it is between 8th and 9th. So it's just half a block away, and you're right in the middle of it.
All right, so tell me a little bit your Philly experience.
I moved to Philadelphia in 2017. I've been here for a couple years. I worked at many different restaurants. I did a lot of wine training here, so I went through the WSET programs, and that was kind of my main focus. And then, I mean, this summer, you know, the pandemic hit. It's very hard for restaurants, especially during these kind of times, because you can't put anybody inside. So I took some time and really developed what I saw for my future, and I decided that I would open a store like this. And I wouldn't say it's been necessarily my, like, dream forever, but I always knew I wanted to work in the food industry, and this is something that I really have a passion for.
Even though there are hundreds of closures happening, there are still people that are opening restaurants and shops. It just amazes me how, like, what made you decide that now is the time?
I mean, I just have a lot of good will in Philadelphia, and, you know, faith that everyone's going to really pull through. I think the people opening businesses right now have seen an opportunity, especially since the first year of owning a business is rather hard for most people, that this is kind of a good opportunity to take the time that we had off. I know my build out was a little bit quicker than some because it's just, you know, it's a smaller store, but I really got to it and I wanted to open during the pandemic. It is hard, but I mean, everyone has such cool ideas right now too. I mean, there's tons of new places opening. There's wineries, there's, you know, there's new restaurants happening. There's the grocery aspect. The people are kind of doing the pivot, and here I am.
Explain to me how this is an opportunity.
It's an opportunity because with the amount of closures you're seeing, I mean, it's going to be hard. It's hard to look towards the end of the pandemic, but it's going to be hard if people don't have anywhere to go, especially right now. You know, people are investing a lot more in food because they don't have the restaurant budget that they used to. So I think having more high-end grocery stores and having a little bit more option to get, you know, the ingredients that you would normally find in a restaurant and be able to do things at home really brings people together. And it's kind of nice for me to be able to see that. And I really tried to bring what I wanted to see in a store.
So it sounds like you are expecting to, like, get, I mean, when the pandemic is over, people are going to have to shop, people are going to have to work.
Yeah, I mean, eventually I'd like to, you know, have a couple employees, and I have one right now and he's great, and my younger brother has been helping me. I'd like to have some patio tables outside, so when it gets a little more lively out here, and, you know, hopefully this summer everything calms down a little bit, I think it'll be great. I really do.
So tell me about the highlights here. What can we get?
Yeah, so the highlight, really, so I work with, I hired this man named Eugene, and he says the pastrami salmon that we get is one word, heaven. I really love it. It's wonderful. It's nice and fatty. It does have that pastrami spice aspect to it. So it's a little bit, you know, smoky, obviously, since we do mostly smoked salmon. We're making our own whitefish in house right now, which is great. Most of my products are coming from Samaki, which is a smokehouse in Port Jervis, New York. I love those two things. We're going to have some classic egg creams, which is really great. We'll have the bagels every day. And then I'm doing a collaboration with Lil Yenta's. So she's a vegan Jewish baker. She's going to drop us off some cool stuff. You wouldn't know it was vegan at all. It's delicious. She makes some great hamantaschen and arugula, so we're having a great time.
Tell me about the Jewish connection here in Philly.
Yeah, there's a really big Jewish connection. Everybody that stops by, you know, they come in, they tell me their stories. I love to see it. The Jewish Exponent is a huge newspaper that just did a little thing with me. And it's really great to see the community kind of come out and recognize that this is something that maybe we needed here. And I feel very grateful to be able to be surrounded by, especially in Bella Vista, you know, Society Hill, there's tons of Jews. So it's great.
Is everybody like, does somebody know somebody? Do you know my somebody in New York and in Philly?
All the time they ask me if I know, you know, this Biederman, that Biederman, and it's really funny. But none of my family, well, my grandmother was born in Philadelphia, but my family hasn't been here for a little while. Everyone's from New York and Connecticut, so it is funny to see the last name. It's not so common, so when people know a Biederman, they talk to me about their Biedermans. It's great.
It's spelled in the certain way that you're spelled.
Yes. There's a couple of people who spell it with the two N's at the end, but we're just one, so...
So do they know the Biedermans in Connecticut and New York?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, it's a small world, you know? So it's really nice to see. But it is really great. I do feel a really big sense of community. All the neighbors around me are super supportive. Everybody in the neighborhood has, like, wonderful families and children, and they come around and just everyone's, you know, stopping and saying hi, getting a coffee. It's great.
Have you been connecting with the other Jewish and Israeli restaurants?
So I did work at Zahav for quite some time. I follow very closely what they do. I love Zahav, love Kfar, you know, that whole, Mike Solomonov does a great job with everything. So I'm very connected. A lot of my friends work there. It's great.
What did you do there?
I was a server there.
Got it. So you went from server to owner.
Well, yeah, yeah, you're right. I was a server bartender for the last 10 years. It's something that I really, really loved. And this is still, you know, it's food service adjacent. It's more retail for sure, but it's all about the salmon here.
Did you say you came in 2017 or 2017? So yep. 10 years. That's not 10 years. That's 3 years.
3 years.
4 years.
It's almost four. Yeah.
Right. So 10 years. So the 10. Oh,
you know, working in restaurant, in the industry. So my first job was as a busser in an Italian restaurant in Rutland, Vermont. I'm from Vermont. So you will see some Vermont products here, too. We have some maple and I know it's a little it's out of place maybe for Philadelphia, but I think Vermont has a lot of stuff to offer too. So I have a whole shelf of just Vermont products. We have some goat's milk caramel. We'll have Vermont cheeses as well, maple syrup. You know, that kind of really classic stuff too.
What's your outlook for 2021? What are your business expectations?
My expectations are, so right now we're selling brunch boards. So it's kind of a put together whole setup for brunch, so you can kind of make your own bagel sandwich the way you'd like it. Everyone has their own preference. That's very evident to me. So I wanted to make sure that you had the ingredients to be able to set things up the way you want it. So we start off, we have two sizes. We have a small and a large. The small comes with four bagels, so you know, you can kind of judge however many people that would feed. Either two to four is what I'm kind of saying, two with some leftovers. And then we have a large brunch board with double the salmon and six bagels. Comes with all of the accoutrements, all the toppings. So it comes with cream cheese, you know, the pickles, the red onions, the bagels, pastries, everything. So that is a really good way for me to be able to offer kind of a service to people without people having to come into the store and, you know, mingle inside, which is something I'm trying to avoid that for sure. I'm only allowing three people inside at a time just to make sure everybody's safe. My employees are safe. I'm safe. Their brunch boards to me have taken off well, very well. So I want to continue that and definitely in-store shopping. Once summer comes around, I'll open up the door and have some patio seating and we'll do nice atmosphere.
It's hard when people want to chit chat.
I know it is. It is hard. It's so. I mean, truly, small talk is my favorite thing. Especially, you know, being in restaurants, you get to know people very quickly. So it's hard, and I don't want to kick anybody out of the store either. So, but it's like, you know, if we have a line, that's going to be my favorite thing. That's the best thing for me. I don't want to make people wait outside, but I am excited for people to be excited about here.
All right, Lauren, how can people order from afar?
So from afar, right now we're going to be doing the brunch board drops, as I call them, on Wednesdays. So Wednesdays at 12 on my website or on my Instagram through the link in my bio. You can order a brunch board for yourself for pickup either Saturdays or Sundays between 10 and 2. So you can either go to my website, biedermansphilly.com, or on Instagram at biedermansphilly, and then order like that. We also will be rolling out a full pantry menu too, so you can do a 15-minute pickup. Just order all your items online and then we'll bring it right to the door for contactless pickup.
And that's Biedermans.
Yes.
All right, Lauren Biederman here at Biederman Specialty Foods, 824 Christian Street, adjacent to the Italian Market. Congratulations, Lauren.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.